This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Ah, oh, great one, Shime. Last real rock band left, Shime, as far as I'm concerned. Dave Grohl really will never tell you whether that song is about Kurt Cobain or not. He dances around it.
All right. So. That's the Foo Fighters?
Yes, it is, Wiggy. Well done. I've never seen a debate. The raging debate on the Twitch chat, in the Twitch chat and on the text line about the water thing is, I've never seen a debate rage on like this. I it's wild to me. It seems like the answer is very simple.
Shime feel the same way when he goes to the gas station? They should give out free air?
Oh, that's a good question. I think air should be free as well.
Mm-hmm.
Do you not feel like air should be free at the gas station?
Well, that I do.
Okay.
That I do.
Okay, so why should the air in the machine, wasn't free. They had to pay for the machine.
That's a good point.
So why should the air be free if you don't believe that water should be free?
That is a good point.
Dilemma.
That is a dilemma. Guess what? Then you know what? Maybe the air shouldn't be free if they're paying for
the
machine.
It's not free.
No, some places it is.
Oh, some places give out air for free?
Yeah, some places you find places that will give you air for free.
There you go.
But maybe now you shouldn't. You have to pay. You got to be a paying customer.
Some places, I think, give the air out with the hope that you will buy the gasoline there. Now, you have a problem sometimes remembering to fill your tank up. But in that case, I think they're doing it. And Starbucks or any other place, if they wanted to give water out for free, might lead to somebody who's a everyday mail carrier buying a product there. So it might be a smart business move on their behalf.
Or you know what? Then don't sell water there. Just give the water bottles out for free.
She wasn't asking for a water bottle.
No, I know that, but it's $2.
She just wanted a little tiny drink.
What's a little tiny drink going to do for you on a 100-degree day?
She was parched. She just wanted like a tiny little sip of water.
Do it. 99% of the Americans do. Buy a bottle of water. I could see if it was a homeless guy or gal who was living in the streets and like, hey, listen, any chance I can just get a sip of water here because I'm... You know,
wait, so that's okay, but a mail service carrier who's delivering a package there for your company, you won't give a glass of water to.
Because you know what?
How does that make any sense?
Because you could buy a water bottle.
No, because if it's just the mail carrier, because they're doing a service for you, and you just toss them a glass of water, if you do it for somebody who just some random dude who walks in, then you're setting a precedent for any random person
in. So if you're going to do it for the person who walks there, then why can't the rando just get it?
That's what I'm saying, Wiggy. I'm saying that because she's doing a service for you, she probably goes there five or six
times
a week.
She doesn't go there five or six times a week.
She probably does. They have the same route. Like mail carriers have the same route.
Then they would have gave her free water if they knew her.
How do you know that?
Because that's how places operate.
Clearly not. That wasn't the case.
She probably...
You just make up these complete hypotheticals without actually using the information.
I'm not making up places.
Can you get the, for those who may have not been forced to listen through Wiggy's ridiculousness during the news, can you get the audio from the actual mail carrier? So this is the issue that came up this morning.
It was really hot outside, and I was delivering a package to Starbucks. I had already finished the water that I pack every day in my cooler, but this day I happen to run out. I'm human. I'm just like, hey, can I have a small cup of ice water? She tells me after I buy something, first she can give me the water, but she couldn't just give me the water. And I just wanted to say, I'm not here complaining. I don't feel entitled to anything. I bought a bottle of water. It's not even about the free water. It's about just basic human kindness. That's all.
So you're not complaining, but yet everybody in America has to go right to TikTok to let us know.
That part I agree with you on.
And then what did she say? Oh, I ended up just buying a bottle of water. So why couldn't you have just done that when you walked in? Save everybody the headache, but you wanted to make it like, ooh, look at me. It's 100 degrees. I just wanted a cup of water.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's all she wanted was a little sip. A little sip of ice water.
Yeah, a little ice water.
I mean,
yeah, okay. Then what happens when she makes the three other deliveries? Is she going to get thirsty again?
This is Derek, the Steelers fan. Derek? Morning.
Morning.
What's up?
So I'm going to sound like an old head, but I don't even care. Like, have some self-responsibility. You know it was going to be 100. You know you do deliveries. Pack extra water. Smarten up. Like, this is the problem with everyone nowadays, Hilldog. Like, these are the same people. Shine probably keeps running the same, you know, politicians through his little town he lives in, and the same state reps and the same governors. These people want to take our money. Why should this business have to give this girl free water? Wake up and pack your cooler. Like, what's the problem? It's the dumbest argument I've ever heard of.
Yeah, the multi-billion-dollar corporation can't afford to just hand out public water.
That's why they're multi-billion.
No, they're multi-billion because they make a great product that people go and buy. And you want to know what happens when you treat somebody with a little customer service? They tend to come back multiple times and spend more money at your multi-billion-dollar corporation.
You're down at the soccer field. You're down at the soccer field every weekend hooking the kids up because it's hot out and they need a little water.
Yeah, coaches do that all the time, you dope. What are you talking about?
Right. Yeah, exactly. People that are responsible for that do it. So this girl has a job. Pack your lunch.
She did.
Pack some extra water. No, she didn't.
She literally tells you in the clip that she did, Derek. And she ran out.
She ran out. I ran out of my usual, what I usually pack. That's exactly what she said. Is what I usually pack. Well, guess what, sweetheart? It's 100 out. You're going to need more than what you
How do you know it hadn't been
pack.
100 before that, Derek, and she had had plenty of water the day before?
Like I said, Sean, it's the dumbest argument in the world, but...
Coming from the guy who's like, why aren't you down there handing it out to the soccer field kids? It has nothing to do with the argument.
You want to give everything away for free, Sean. You want to give everybody everything for free.
Nobody literally ever said that, Derek. You are so dense. What are you talking about? You're not listening. I'm not saying give her a free latte. It's water.
If I can give you any advice, Sean, don't be like Curtis and go right to personal, like, were you so dense?
I'm not, Derek. You're making a dumb argument. I'm calling out the dumb argument.
I just told you don't go personal, and then you said I didn't. Well,
Derek,
you did.
I didn't.
Derek, sir.
Your Steelers are spending money left and right.
Listen, Hilldog, okay? This is going to put the debate to bed. Courtney's going to see that I'm right, and there'll be no more debate, Wiggy. Mm-hmm. He has zero excuses now. He's got all his top-end talent signed for multi-years, so there should be nobody disgruntled in that locker room.
Yep.
The only thing he's got to manage is the enigma that is Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
And here's how you do it. If he stinks, you bench him and you put the kid Howard, the rookie out of Ohio State, you put him in right away, Wiggy.
Mm-hmm.
And if he doesn't stink and he's playing well, then we'll see if this guy can coach. One way or the other, he's going to butcher it, Hilldog. He's going to screw it up again. I know it.
So he needs to go far right, not get to a playoff game. In your mind, Mike Tomlin needs to win a couple.
Hold on. When was he actually? This guy's the expectation is the expectation. That's his little saying down there. So what is the expectation? It's Super Bowls. Don't give me this one first round. He should have been fired a long time ago. The one playoff win's nothing. He's got to go at least to the Super Bowl. And if not, win it. Enough of this.
Yeah,
this
he has to do that.
Yeah.
I agree with Derek on that.
Derek, thank you.
I'm going to give it a try on Friday, though.
What?
I'm hoping that I can get tickets to the Red Sox game. It's going to be
real. You're going back to this.
It's going to be really hot outside. The Dodgers are playing.
Uh-huh.
And then at the stadium.
You're just going to walk up to the ticket office right there on Jersey Street and say, hey, can I get a free ticket?
I mean, you do that on the radio all the time. That's how you went to the Caitlin Clark game.
No. I'm not going to do that when I'm at the stadium.
I'd really love to go see Caitlin Clark. No. Would anybody be willing to take me?
No. If I get tickets, I'm going to try the water thing. When I'm at the stadium and it's hot, I'm going to go up to the concession stand and say, hey, can I get a free cup of water so I don't have to pay for water at the Sox game?
Oh, I bet they probably would give you a cup of water if you went to a vendor at Fenway Park.
I'm going to try it out.
Maybe they wouldn't, though. I mean, they are selling water there.
It's hot.
I mean, the cost of water itself is rather ridiculous.
$2.50 at Starbucks. I Googled it.
Uh-huh.
You can get a nice bottle of, I'll tell you exactly what it is.
Okay, but it's water. Like, it's very expensive. Sometimes they're charging $5, $6, $7, $8 for a bottle of water.
You get a bottle of Hawaii volcano water for $2.50 at Starbucks. Or if you want the Sonny's.
Is it legit Hawaii volcano water?
Yep. Or if you want.
How much Hawaiian volcano water could there actually be?
I don't know, but clearly you can get it. Or if you want
the
Sonny's.
What is the volcano? I don't understand how it's volcano water. Is it purified through the volcano?
Probably.
How that works?
I would guess so.
Yeah, you got to have Starbucks.
Natural reserves.
That's why they sell it at Starbucks, because nobody was harmed in the collection of the water. The environment was not damaged at all because of the volcano purified it. So
you can get Dasani's for $2.39, cheaper.
I think I'd go with the volcano.
The volcanic water?
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, give it. And it's only $2.50. So you're telling me she didn't have $2.50 to get
She probably did. She just was thirsty.
She just wanted a sip.
She just wanted a sip of the water.
I think she just wanted to be an a-hole like she's coming off
as. Bottles of water don't come with ice. She just wanted ice water, Wiggy.
This is Ken. Chime, if you could, Ken from New Hampshire. What's up, Ken?
Hi, hold on. Yeah, so I agree, Wiggy. Love you guys.
Yeah.
You know, I call in whenever.
Yeah.
The water thing. Wiggy's right. You can get it out of the faucet. I mean, get over it. I mean, I grew up in Haverhill, and we drank out of hoses all the time. It's not going to poison you.
Right. She could have went right in the ladies' bathroom and filled up.
And, you know, Shyam, I get it. I know you're paranoid because you live in Lowell.
What? I drink tap water literally every day. My giant water bottle sitting next to me is filled with tap water.
Okay,
I'm not paranoid of anything.
So why couldn't she have filled hers up in the bathroom?
Okay. Her the key to the bathroom and be like, hey, if you want, you can fill it up in the faucet.
She could have went to the bathroom. You're right. You're right. Wiggy's right. You're right. And it's like, what's
you could, but it's if it's the same water, why couldn't you just hand it to her? It's just what's the difference?
Oh, let me ask.
If it's fine to get it out of the faucet, then why can't you just hand her a glass of water?
What is your response when I say why can't you just buy it for $2.39?
Well, why can't you just have some common decency and just hand me the glass of water? If it's free anyways, why can't you just give me a glass of water?
Okay, so why can't I get the bottle for free?
Because the bottle's not their product.
It's common decency, though. It's still water.
This is Jeff from New Bedford. Jeff, good morning.
And that's right.
Jeff.
Well, you said first, but if it's the same water, why could you...
Jeff has been waiting for a while.
Right.
He has a radio on.
I know. But that's like the oldest thing in calling a radio show is you turn your radio down.
The cool thing is the radio show comes through your phone to you. It's this really cool thing called technology where it actually comes through your phone to you and you can hear it.
I wanted to hear his thing too.
Well, he was going to talk. You were talking earlier about the having a couple of legit Cy Young winning pitchers back to back.
Oh, candidates, right?
Candidates. You were talking about the Atlanta Braves,
right? Because I feel like that's when the last time I saw young, like Cy Young level pitchers on a pitching staff together. Because you could say, well, like the Mets had Verlander and Scherzer, but they were both, you know, in their late 30s and 40s.
The other one that I had thought of, Wiggs, was the San Francisco Giants at one point had Matt Cain and Madison Bumgarner.
Okay.
That was pretty close. I mean, Matt Cain was good. He wasn't amazing, but he was good. So, I mean.
But see, I'm looking
at. But that's not even like two like superstars.
Right. Like when you think of Crochet and you think of Skeens, just at least on what we're seeing now with Crochet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Shay, they both look like they're going to be Cy Young winners, and they're both in their early 20s. When's the last, and I know this is probably all fantasy land because, you know, the Pirates probably won't trade Skeens to the Red Sox for Roman Anthony, but we just talking.
Well, they're going to want a haul. It's not just Roman Anthony. It's probably Roman Anthony and Duran Duran.
Like, all right. I would do that.
Yeah, for Paul Skeens, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Bring us the password. Who cares?
That's why I asked that question. When is the last time you had two Cy Young level pitchers that were young on the same team? In the same, you know, rotation, starting pitchers.
Especially one righty, one lefty, too.
Yeah, so
kinda
I mean.
Nice.
And I know it's fantasy land, people, but, you know, it looks like Pittsburgh is gonna trade Skeens.
Well, they probably won't do it anytime soon. They have him due to arbitration and stuff. They have plenty of years of control left on him. So I just unfortunately they're just not gonna do it.
Right. Red Sox had Pedro and Curt Schilling, but
they were both
Kurt
older.
Schilling was older.
Yeah, he's like 38, right?
I don't think he was that old.
He wasn't
yet.
That old.
How old was it when he had the bloody sock?
I would say 35 or something. Like, I mean, he had, you know.
He was 37. Oh, wow. He was actually close to 38. Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, that's the difference when I think of some of these other guys. Like, I feel like I'd have to Google it, but I feel like Atlanta, all those guys were young when they had them and pitching at that high level. So that's why I brought up the Braves of the early 90s.
All right, coming up, we will get to today's Hill Notes. Right now, Shime and what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show. Don't forget to tune in at 1:20 to the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show. The Red Sox are in Chicago to take on the Cubs today. First pitch 2:20 with Will Fleming and Mike Monaco on the call for you right here on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. That MassMutual Red Sox pregame show kicks off at 1:20 with Joe Weil. Big contract news across sports yesterday. Damian Lillard has signed a 3-year, $42 million deal with the Portland Trail Blazers, and TJ Watt got paid yesterday by the Pittsburgh Steelers. The All-Pro defensive end got a 3-year, $123 million extension, making him the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history. The deal comes with $108 million in guaranteed money. The Open Championship Day 2 underway across the pond over at Royal Port Rush in Northern Ireland. Your current leader is Brian Harman. He is 7-under so far on the tournament, 5-under today. One stroke back is Hao Tong Lee at 6-under. And Greg, it looks like that Hill Show jinx may be gone, at least for Keegan Bradley, because he is 4-under today in the clubhouse. He is ready. He will make the cut, 3-under on the tournament, having a good weekend so far out at the Open, ready for Saturday and Sunday. That's what's trending. We'll get to Hill Notes coming up next here on The Greg Hill Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.